Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Welcome back to day...
Do we know what day it is?
16? 16.
Well, while I'm confirming this, why don't you tell people what we're doing?
We are doing 2020 Brewers Advent Calendar. Today, I'm like 98% sure it's the 16th. Yeah. And it's the Baron Weiss, the Baron Stark trademark. It is an import from Germany. It's the Duchess Bia.
Look, before we go on this, let's be clear to everybody that even though we are recording this because we've missed days, even if we didn't, it's 2020, so we're clear to not know what day it is because nobody knows what day it is.
No.
Yeah, it's days all blend together. So today in the world of the podcast is December 16th and day 16, and we actually had this beer last year.
I kind of wondered.
There's a lot of repeats. I'm not happy with that. I think next year when we do this, if we do it again, we'll do a different calendar because I kind of want different types of things. I don't want the same because over half of these have been the same as last year. That's kind of – I don't like that.
I don't like that either. I wanted – you know, we did it again because we liked, you know, what we had done and –
the experience of the different trying new things. I think next year, there's a lot of other beer kinds out there, so we'll find a different one. It's not one of these ones. Oh, this is fine.
It's just a lot of repeats, and we wanted lots of new ones. So, yeah we'll see how it goes.
Speaking of that, let's crack this bitch open.
Like, I'm excited for next year. So many possibilities, but I'm just, like, not excited for next year because I'm just not even getting my hopes up anymore.
2020 literally killed everybody. Everybody's ambition for and thoughts. It's like, yeah, well, I mean... And you don't even want to say that phrase, it can't get any worse, because then it does.
Yeah, there's a new strand out.
Oh, what the fuck?
Did you know this?
No, I did not.
Surprise, there's a new strand.
So, if people listen to... what's funny about... Okay, so...
We didn't plan that. That was awesome.
So, you know, taking the veil off the podcast, we're recording this on the 22nd, so people listen to the future and see the day of the 16th, we'll go, oh, they knew ahead of time. We didn't know ahead of time.
We didn't know ahead of time, but I did know it yesterday. I had heard that there was a new strand. People are not, like, Britain is closed because they have 70 cases. Apparently, it's a lot more, it's like 70% more contagious, and this is already super contagious, so. But what I also read is viruses do mutate. We knew this was going to happen, but they mutate. They become more contagious, but less deadly.
That's good.
Right? I'm like, I just want to live in my house forever.
We're not going anywhere.
We've been quarantined, like, hardcore, not even going to the grocery store. I'm kind of okay with this.
Yeah, we need to have to Instacart some stuff, and I don't want to go anywhere, because this is, yeah.
Let's... And we live in a very populated county. Our old county that we moved from, not as populated, kind of wish we there for this.
Right. Kind of wish we still live there and not here, but we have
like 200-300 cases a day right now in our county.
That's insane.
Kitsap has only had like 1,200 total.
Oh, I know. We've had thousands. Well, we're also in King County, which is the biggest county in the state.
Right. It's hard because we're like, you have to go to like almost to our city, but then you're like, well, people don't, like, we go to Kitsap all the time. So, not all the time, but
going there Friday.
But we've also been quarantining. I would say we've hardcore quarantined for 10 days.
Barring a few things we had to leave for that we don't really want to talk about right now. We've been hardcore quarantined for 10 days, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to say what we're also looking for, or we want to skip over that?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to talk about what we're looking for, but to talk about what we're looking for, we have to talk about what happened.
No, we don't. We can just say we're looking for this, and that's it. Let's open this
beer. All right, open the beer. Had no ksh to it at all.
That's because I accidentally did it earlier.
You stole the ksh from us.
With it, and it was like ksh. I was like, well, that's why it was all click, 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 click.
Yeah, and I was like, why is this clicking?
Because I half opened it.
All right, so let's open up that Baron Weiss. Or taste it, already opened it.
Has a weird taste to it. We also do have the 9 days, so we're just going to like do it onto New Year.
But for this? What do you mean?
We have the beers around the world.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try those too. Oh, we're going to keep going?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like drinking right now.
The whole world likes drinking right now.
It really does. Okay.
The ambiance of the chewing in the background here is our dog, Rue. He has a bone that he is going to town on. Oh, and he's coming up here to say hi.
You going to say hi?
Hi, Rue. Hi, Rue.
Hi, Rue. Oh.
He's the mic.
Oh, what is it? He's like, beer? I want some beer.
No beer for you. You're underage. I'm sorry. You're a puppy still.
All right. Here, John, you try it. Here, hold on. I just can't.
Smells like beer.
Right? There's a side taste that I can't. It's not bad. I actually think that we didn't like it because of that side taste, and now we do.
Interesting.
Right? I'm like,
sweetie.
Is that what, like, there's, it's very, some, not a lot of hops.
Oh, there's that taste.
I'm like, it stays on my tongue.
Not a super fan of that. Yeah, it hits me, hits me in the top of my mouth.
Maybe that's why I can't taste it, because I had a gum graft, and they took all the gum from the top of my mouth, and I can no longer feel things.
Which is weird.
It's so weird. Carbonation also hurts, so that's why I'm always like, let it settle, take a drink. I don't know, it doesn't hurt. Like, the only way I can explain it to people is when you burn your tongue, and it's like 2 days before it's actually healed, and it's all kind of like raw and weird, but it doesn't hurt all the time, just like sometimes, that's what it feels like.
That's a good description, though.
It is.
So I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. Yeah.
So our rating scale, one, I'm drunk, I won't drink this.
Two, I'm drunk, so I might as well get more shitty.
Three, I'm not going to buy it, but I'll drink it.
Four, I guess I'll buy it, but only if my favorite is out of stock.
And five is, fuck yeah, I'm buying this every time.
So mine is 2.5.
See, I would actually drop this down to a 2, because that aftertaste on this one, I don't care for at all.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's got his bone.
Okay, because I was like, it looked like he went into my closet, and I have all my shoes in there. He's actually a really good puppy who doesn't do a lot of things. I mean, he did eat our wall when he was like 3 months old.
Well, he didn't start that, though. He just helped.
Yeah, so I thought he was the one that started it.
No, Ollie started that, and Rupert just helped and got onto it.
It's always Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie was the one who chewed all the walls. Ollie was the instigator, and Rue was the one who just followed along.
Yeah, no, I know, big brother, little brother. That's why we said Rue is little brother syndrome. Mm-hmm. Now Rue's the big brother. So that's all we'll say.
Sadness.
Yeah. So we're looking for a puppy. Which is a little exciting. It's at least it's exciting to look for puppies. It's not exciting to look for puppies, though.
So. Yeah, it's not exciting because of the reasoning. Right. If you want to know what happened, that's a different episode.
We're not ready. Yeah, not ready to. I like every time somebody's like, "Oh,
we should talk about it though," because it'd be very cathartic when we're ready to talk about it.
Yeah. Like I posted like on the Facebook sites. Yes, I'm also going to humane societies, but you know, 2020. So, right. And they were like, oh, if your puppy died from parvo, then you need to not get another puppy unless they're over this and da-da-da. I'm like, fuck off. My dog didn't die from fucking parvo. I would know better.
Right. We're not idiots.
Like, hello. I have a vet. Thank you, though.
So we're looking for a puppy. We're trying to find something that's like a... Actually, I kind of like the Great Pyrenees.
I do, too.
But I'm trying to find something that fits... we want somebody who is calm, but yet will play and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. When we are, because we know Rue's personality so well, we're looking for one that will not dominate him, but will play with him, and he'll just probably be the calm one.
Because Rue's amped up his personality a lot.
He really has. And it's just because he was not in the background, but
he kind of was.
But you know, we always like gave both of them attention all the time, but Ollie was like in your face or biting somebody.
If you touched Rue, Ollie got in front of you.
Right.
But looking for somebody to compliment him very well. Somebody his size, maybe a little smaller than him, that can compliment him so we can have our two puppies back. And
we're considering a female, which I've never considered a female.
But Cara, our old dog Cara, was a female, and she was amazing.
She was also like Rue, though, very calm.
She was yellow lab, though, so.
Yeah. And I don't know. I super love the labs. It's kind of interesting because Rue's not fixed, and it's like, uh-oh. And we can't get the other one fixed, so.
Well, by the time the other one could have babies, he'll be fixed.
Right.
But anyway, so back to the beer real quick.
That was our small little blimp and update in our life.
Eventually we'll talk about the puppy, but we're not ready.
Nope. And, oh, I would like pulling it up like it's on my phone. It's not. It's on your phone. Okay, let's see what this aftertaste is. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The specialty beer is a pale yellow with a beautiful white foam that lasts a long time. This is true. The aroma smells of banana, bubble gum.
Banana.
Bubble gum.
Bubble gum. I didn't even hear that. I was so focused on saying banana that I didn't hear that.
The aroma smells of banana, bubble gum, fruit, and cloves. The beer is characterized by a medium body with high carbonation. The taste is slightly sweet and dominated by banana aroma. The aftertaste is slightly hoppy and a bit bitter. A great wheat beer. Brewery Edgar is a Bavarian brewery with an annual output of over 80 million bottles.
He attacked Beru here.
He loves you. He's licking your head. And they are the largest producer in lower Bavaria. Bavaria?
Bavaria.
Yeah.
Unless you're British and posh, it's Bavaria. It's not Bavaria, it's Bavaria.
No, it's Bavaria.
I'm Hermione Granger.
Huh. I'm Ruru.
So last year, we actually gave this a 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's drinkable.
It is drinkable, but I think 2.5 bucks. I would drink it if I wasn't already drunk, but I wouldn't choose it.
Like if it, there's that banana. Yep.
It's just a weird taste.
Banana and bubblegum. I can't get over that. Like every time I drink it, I'm like, it's not good. It's not bad. What the fuck's going on in my mouth?
That is the question of the ages. What the fuck's going on in my mouth?
In my mouth. What?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to put this down because I feel like I might actually still drink it. Just like because it's there.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.